This is NBA Sector on Instagram, and you're listening to the NBA Sector Podcast. Now, a few things I want to talk about today. The Eastern Conference. Who is the best player in the Eastern Conference? What is the best team in the Eastern Conference? Not only right now, but who will be the best team in the playoffs? Which of these Eastern Conference teams will make the finals? Now, to my first question, who is the best player in the Eastern Conference? I think a majority of NBA fans would say it's Kawhi Leonard. He's the best defender in the NBA. He's great on the offensive end. He's extremely valuable to that Raptors team. He's just a great basketball player. But I gotta go with Giannis. I gotta go with Greek Freak. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is the king of the East. The new king of the East. I don't think the Bucks are the best team in the East. But I think Giannis is the best player. He's elite on the defensive end. He's unstoppable on the offensive end. He's unguardable. Even without a jump shot, you cannot guard Giannis Antetokounmpo. His size, his athleticism, with the violence he attacks the rim, you cannot guard it. You know what he's going to do. You know he can't shoot the three. You can sag off of him. You know he's going to drive in. You know he's going to get a huge majority of his points in the paint. But that doesn't stop him. The man is still averaging almost 30 points a game. He's elite on the defensive end. I'm telling you, this guy is the best player in the East. And this isn't even if we consider potential. This isn't even considering potential. This is who is the best player in the East right now. I think it's Giannis. Now, the best team in the East right now is the Toronto Raptors. But if you look at talent from top to bottom, you got to go with the Boston Celtics. I think come playoff time, the Boston Celtics will be the favorite to make it to the finals out of the East. Now, if the season ended today, I'm picking the Raptors. 100% I'm picking the Raptors to beat any team in the Eastern Conference in a 7-game series. Despite them losing to the Bucks twice, I still think in a 7-game series, they beat any team in the Eastern Conference. But by the end of this regular season, I think with the talent the Celtics have, with the coaching the Celtics have, and Brad Stevens, one of the best coaches in the NBA, I think the Celtics are the favorite. I think they go to the finals against the Warriors, and I think they take the Warriors to 5 or 6 games. Obviously, none of these teams are going to compete with the Warriors, at least seriously, threateningly. They're not going to compete. We all know the Warriors are going to win the championship. That's why I want to talk about the East. The East is very top-heavy. I think there's 4 contenders in the East. Obviously, the Raptors. Obviously, the Celtics. The Bucks, as I said earlier. And then, of course, the 76ers. With the Jimmy Butler trade, Jimmy Butler fits perfectly with that 76ers team. I say out of these 4 teams right now, the Sixers are at the bottom. But by playoff time, who knows? They got 3 all-star caliber players. They got a closer in Jimmy Butler now. Jimmy Butler, that's going to be vital in the playoffs, a closer. Someone who can close out games for you, that's Jimmy Butler. He's already proven that on the Sixers in the few games that he's played for them. But after those 4 teams, you have the Pacers, who aren't really a contender. You have the Pistons, who aren't really a contender. And then after that, after those 6 teams, you really don't have much. You really don't have any playoff caliber teams. Obviously, 8 teams make the playoffs. But after those 6 teams, I don't see any teams that deserve a playoff spot. They're not playoff caliber teams, and that could change. But so far this season, and what I see in the future, is that there's really only six playoff caliber teams in the East. Now, if you go to the West, every single team in the Western Conference besides the Phoenix Suns is a playoff caliber team in my mind. You have 14 teams in the West that are playoff caliber, that are competing to get a playoff spot. Now, the four best teams in the East compiled together against the four best teams in the West compiled together with their records, with their talent, with their coaching, with their success. I think the four best teams in the East, you could argue, are better than the four best teams in the West, but from top to bottom, the Western Conference blows the Eastern Conference out of the water. Anyway, guys, that's the end of my segment today. Quick 5-minute segment there, and if you listen all the way through, thank you, and I'll be back tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.